What would it take to convince countries like the US and Canada not to support Israel so blindly?
Well, we quite recently had America's most highest level serving general, David Petraeus, going public with his view that support for Israel, right or wrong, is not in America's best interests. I mean, there are a lot of people who've been arguing that for years. Mersheimer and Walt, for example, in their book, make that point. Many other good scholars have been making it. But the problem is the Zionist lobby, and let's give it its proper name, it's not an Israel lobby. If you use that terminology, you're suggesting that it speaks for all Israelis, if you call it the Israel lobby, and it does not. It is the Zionist lobby of the Zionist state. And the sad fact is that on policy to do with Israel-Palestine, the Zionist lobby and its stooges in Congress, they have a complete stranglehold on policy for the Middle East. So it means that an American president isn't free, even if he wants to use the leverage he has to try to cause Israelis to be serious about peace on terms that would provide the Palestinians with justice. What can change that? We need to empower the citizens of America with information and education to enable them to make their democracy work for peace. As I put it in volume 3 of my book, no American president will be free to move, even if he wants to, unless and until enough congressmen are more frightened of offending their voters than they are of offending the Zionist lobby. The problem in America, let me say, I don't blame the Zionist lobby for exercising its influence the way it does. It's only playing the system, the game, according to the rules. The truth is that what passes for democracy in America, and I think maybe it's becoming the same in Canada, is for sale to the highest bidders. Now, it so happens that one of the highest bidders is the Zionist lobby in association with the Christian fundamentalists, the real, real anti-Semites, strangely enough. But as we know, there are other lobbies, the arms lobby, the drugs lobby, the banks. So there is no democracy in America. It is only by empowering citizens to become involved in the political process that you can make democracy work for peace. And in my view, not enough North American Arabs and Muslims of all kinds yet understand this. They've got to become hands-on engaged. I know there are reasons why they're frightened to. I know the monster of Islamophobia is on the prowl and licking its lips. And I can understand why many Muslims might say, getting involved is too dangerous, we must protect our families, our jobs, our careers, or whatever. But that's not the way to deal with this monster. I'm going to say to Muslims tonight, Canadian Muslims, but by definition American Muslims, you have an ace card to play. And the ace card is called patriotism. Now, what is true in America, I suspect is true in Canada. The thing that every citizen must do to be regarded by fellow citizens as sound and safe and secure is to be patriotic, right? Is that not the case? Now, the way you can demonstrate your patriotism, that you really care about putting America's interests first, is to be able to argue the point that Petraeus made, that support for Israel, right or wrong, is not in America's own best interests. Now, if you could come together and you could help to make that case, you would be presenting yourselves as patriots, you would be best protecting your own interests and America's interests, and you would be helping to expose Zionism and its supporters, right or wrong, for what they are: deluded.
You have earlier mentioned that one of the potential steps Israel might take is go to war with Lebanon. What do you think the outcome of this war would be?
Well, I think Hezbollah is now well enough armed that it probably now possesses rockets that could reach Tel Aviv. I mean, Israel could ultimately win any war with Hezbollah. There is no question about that. But Israel would take very many casualties, perhaps more casualties than Israeli public opinion would bear. Because we have to look back to the year 2000, when Israel withdrew from Lebanon after that long occupation. Why really did Israel withdraw? Because Hezbollah was successful in inflicting enough casualties on the Israelis to cause Israeli public opinion to say, hey, it's not worth the fight, we're losing too many guys. So that could happen. But you see, last time when Israel went to war on the Lebanon, it relied mostly on air power. And it did that because it didn't want too many body bags coming back. If they'd have done it another way, if they had used a massive land force invasion backed by air power, they could have defeated Hezbollah. They could have got to the Litani, but they would have lost. It would have been a hell of a fight. And they would have lost so many dead and wounded. So everything Israel does is becoming more and more counterproductive. It's just digging itself into a bigger and bigger hole.
Mr. Alan Hart, thank you very much for speaking to us on Muslim Perspectives.
My pleasure. Thank you.